So for all pastors, if one's talus falls off without his knowledge, and he chapped himself after it entirely fell off, he has to make another bracha, since he didn't intend for this to happen, and now when he puts out again, it's considered that he's starting again a new levisha of the talus. Now the mechaber paskins is the only if it fully fell off, but if the majority of it fell off, even the minority is still on, one does not make another bracha. Yeah, there are others who disagree with him. The ma'aseh tzavik brachos, the halacha is only falls off completely. If it fell completely, you're still holding your hand, then you still have to make another bracha. From Zaman Oybach is referring to the bracha at a chiddush, that it fell off in the middle of davening when it's clear that you wanted to put it on, put it on again after it fell off. In such a case, even if it fell off, you did not have to make a bracha when you put it on, because when you made the bracha in the beginning, you basically, your das was that you wanted this bracha to work for the entire span of the davening. If it fell off after davening, then we go back to sell off, then it fell completely, you have to make another bracha. The Mishnah Brura says, a chiddush, that if you made a bracha on the tzitzis, and then something happened and it became possible, if you had another tzitzis in front of him and he fixes it up with those strings, he doesn't have to make another bracha, since he didn't do the mitzvah and he wasn't asiyah of das. This is a very big chiddush, because it would be wrong to say that since you made a bracha on these strings and now you're switching the strings, the bracha wasn't on the new strings. But Mishabu seems to hold that, like we said, in such a case, you don't make a new bracha. Yeah, there's another chiddush that Mishabu brings, is that the person made a bracha on his talus. And he started to make a bracha, and he said, Bracha to Hashem. And he came to Melchoilim. And they took it away from him. So now he can't enter the Sata Pasitis, because he doesn't have it. But he has tefillah in front of it. So he can enter the bracha by saying, Hashekishonus Yisrael, the Sifon Lemiach Tefillah. He hates it as that. Another big chiddush. In other words, even though when he said the bracha in the beginning, he was saying it for the tzitzis, but since he couldn't make on the tzitzis, he could use that same bracha for another mitzvah. Yeah. Even the Shulchan Aruch later on, respect the fruit, is not much like that. It's not much if you made a bracha on one fruit, and you said, Baruch Hashem, and it fell, and you can't use it anymore. So you have to make a new bracha. You can't use that bracha for something else. Kopan that's halach of here, big chiddush on the Mishnah Brura. Simon Chesif Tezayin, halom et halisim v'lai l'tzach v'vachol v'vachol af im lay poshta, v'toy v'mash v'kol v'shas v'vachol. In Chayav Pasmas, if you slept with Yitzitzis on, that you have to make another bracha, a new bracha in the morning, because Laila is not Zman Tzitzis, so basically it wasn't really Tzitzis at night. So even though you didn't take it off, you have to make a new bracha in the daytime. But the Mishnah Brura brings out those that disagree with it. And they pass them like the opinions that hold that it's a day garment, even at night it's chayv. In which case, if you left them the whole night, so there's no reason for you to make another bracha. So therefore, the mice, if you slept with your tzitzis, you should not make another bracha, because it's suffering brachas. When you put on your talus cotton, then have in mind to pass on the talus cotton, because the opinion is the talus cotton does need a bracha. Which says, if you took it off, and you weren't planning to put it back on again, and then you change your mind, or you put it on later, since you want to see a tas from the first of each, and everybody agrees that you should make another bracha. But he says you shouldn't do that. In other words, the person slept with his tzitzis, he shouldn't say, okay, I'm going to take them off for a half hour, and I'm going to put them on again. That you should not do, because it's considered, he says, once he says about opinions, the bracha is shechita. According to one opinion, you're alright, you already have a bracha on the tzitzis. So now you make a bracha on the tzitzis, and just playing the game of taking it off, putting it on. That's even though it's a topic whether you need a bracha or not, even so, Mishnah Brura paskens not to do it. A person who goes to sleep in the afternoon and takes up his talus cotton, there's also machlekes the poskim, if sleeping during the daytime is considered a hesach hadas, and therefore the proper thing is to sleep with your tzitzis on, so you avoid that issue, and then you won't have to make a bracha afterwards. Ramah says Yasem vi shaloyvesh talisa koyim shehir. Chen yasem vi shaloyvesh talisa koyim shehir hadiyon. You put on your tzitzis before the zaman tzitzis came, then you don't make a bracha when you put it on because it's too early, but you do make a bracha later when the time comes by holding the tzitzis. You mash the tzitzis and making the bracha, or we have still that other option of making a bracha in the talis kodel and passing in the talis kodel. Simon Ches, if you design, is Kasa Vivegat Shuchai Betitzis, Vilahitim Vaititzis, Bitum Mitzis, is a person who covered himself with a beggar that is Chai Betitzis, and he didn't put Tzitzis, then he was a Mathematist, the Mitzis Hasei. The Mitzis Hasei is if you put on a four-corner garment, you have to make sure it has Tzitzis on it.